From TV shows to video games, the zombie craze is everywhere, and now those zombies are making their way to downtown Abilene for this month's art walk. I sat down with Bird Thomas with the Center for Contemporary Arts to tell me all about Zombie Crawl.
We are coming upon Halloween, and everybody needs a little opportunity to test run their costumes, and everybody seems to really love zombies right now. We're going to have a wonderful celebration of spookiness downtown. It's going to be family friendly. It won't be so spooky that the kids cry all night and have nightmares, but it will be fun. We're going to start off with a meeting at 5:30 of all of the zombies in Abilene can dress up, get their zombie on, and come down to the parking lot of the Abilene Reporter News. Now, this is not the Abilene Reporter News building parking lot. This is the extra parking lot between Cedar Street and Hickory Street, right beside the Nickel Museum. We're going to have Nazi zombies. We're going to have a 7-foot zombie. We're going to have lots of little tiny zombies. And we're going to have lots of surprises. So come on down so you can take advantage of some of these surprises that I can't tell you about because you're going to have to be there to experience it.
And for those that prefer Draculas over zombies, well, Bird says there's a place for them too.
In fact, I got a phone call just this afternoon, about 10 minutes before I left to come up here, from a vampire. And he said, "Do vampires get equal time in the zombie parade?" And I had to laugh and say, "Of course. We are an equal opportunity fright fest."
And of course, just like every art walk, there will be great exhibits on display, even some brand new ones. So make sure to make your way out to Zombie Crawl tomorrow evening in downtown Abilene. That parade starts at 5:45. For more information, you can visit the Center for Contemporary Arts website, center-arts.com. For KACU, I'm Megan Freeman.